Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Ilse von Heimberg. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on November 18th, 2024. Here are the headlines to start your day. The new Evanston Taco Bell Cantina opened on Friday. Taco Bell has not been seen in Evanston for 6 years and comes amidst a town-wide drought of fast food chains and late-night dining for college students. Evanston climate activists held a die-in demonstration on Saturday afternoon at Fountain Square. Protesters laid on the ground urged city officials to pass the Healthy Building Ordinance, which would require large buildings in the city to be carbon neutral by 2050. They also advocated for Northwestern to be more transparent in their plans to reduce greenhouse emissions. The Packers played the Bears on Sunday, defeating Illinois' team by a singular point. The game ended with the score 20-19. The Bears' hope of victory was crushed by a last-minute blocked field goal. The win was the Bears' fourth straight loss this season and the Packers' 11th straight win over the Bears. President Joe Biden has eased limitations on U.S. weapons used by the Ukrainians, allowing the use of long-range missiles to strike deeper inside of Russia. This comes amid the aid of North Korean troops to the Russians. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Ilse von Heimberg. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.